This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, turning our attention again to what's going on in the world. It's Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving. We'll be on the air tomorrow with our usual approach to what's happening. A lot of sort of Thanksgiving things I'm sure will happen tomorrow. My best wishes to all of you. Jennifer has good wishes for you. Victoria does. Kara does. I do. All right, so my wish, Jennifer, is that you would start off the hour with something amazing.
Oh, I can't tell you that this is amazing, but I can tell you that we should all be shouting E. coli. Big warning. I don't know. We talked about this a little off the air, guys, but we haven't talked about it on the air. And that is that health officials in the United States and Canada told people on Tuesday to stop eating romaine lettuce because of a new E. coli breakout. And this is no joke. I've never heard people so seriously discussing E. coli. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the old FDA, said it's working with officials in Canada on the outbreak, which has sickened 32 people in 11 states. There are 10 cases alone in California and 18 people in the Canadian provinces of Ontario and Quebec. At least one of the California cases was from Orange County, according to the Orange County Health Care Agency.
That's because they voted the wrong way in the election. Serves them right.
Probably right. The strain identified is different than the one linked to romaine lettuce earlier in the year, but it appears to be similar to last year's outbreak linked to leafy greens. So if you have romaine lettuce in your refrigerator, they tell you you got to go take it back to the store, get rid of it. Do not even try to taste it. Whether you're in a restaurant or at home, you want to make sure that you don't eat it. And the contaminated lettuce is still out there. They still think it's in the market. So heed the warning of the FDA
or where did it come from?
Get ready for the consequences.
It's been in 11 states.
They don't know yet because they said that all types and brands of romaine lettuce are, they're just saying across the board, it doesn't matter what brand it is, it doesn't matter if it's organic versus non-organic, throw it all out or take it back, because they said that they have not found a common grower, supplier, or distributor or source company. They haven't identified that yet. So it's kind of like maybe it's coming from a bunch of different farms.
This is the same old, same old, same old. The way they wash the lettuce, the way there are rules as to how, when you're planting the lettuce, if you got any sense about farming and how things grow, and then you know that the manure or whatever things that are going to help nutritionally make the soil better, that stuff is put on before you plow the field up. You turn it into the soil. You don't put it on top of the soil. You don't put it on top of the plants. And they keep, and I have to believe, excuse me, that this happens because the people who are doing it can't speak English. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They do stuff that anybody who had any common sense or anybody who had any knowledge of how to grow things would not do this. So what they do is ruin whatever, whether it's widespread or whether it's localized, it says the same thing for the business. It kills the business. There won't be any romaine lettuce sold in this country for a couple of weeks because people just stop buying it. So the people who do a good job growing and supplying get hurt, along with these bastards who grow the stuff and don't know what the hell they're doing. And so this, I mean, every week we got a different E. coli report, Salmonella report, Listeria, and it goes around and around and around and around and around. You buy stuff sealed in a container or a bag, and if it hasn't been washed properly, the stuff is all just cooked inside that bag. Even if it's refrigerated, it gets cooked. So if you're whole heads of romaine, hearts of romaine, boxes of romaine, salad mixes that have romaine, baby romaine, it's all, nobody's going to buy that stuff. If you, one one story like this kills the business for a long time. It's not fair to the people who do a good job, frankly. They should be fining these people huge amounts of money and then distributing it, find out where the problem is, and distribute the money among the people who haven't screwed it up.
You know, that's an interesting point about fining. We never hear about that. I wonder if when they do figure out what the source is of whether it's, you know, E. coli or
depends on who, how
salmonella.
Big they are and what they're connected to. Yeah. It's the same stuff.
I wonder if they ever do get fined.
Yeah.
This is one last question on the romaine. Yeah. What if you buy hydroponic romaine where there is no
hydroponic
soil?
Well, but they put the stuff, I don't know that it would
can
be bad.
Can you avoid E. coli that way?
I think it's in the processing, don't you think?
It is. It's in the processing.
Have you ever been to any of these vegetables?
The stuff
plants?
That is sprayed on the romaine as it grows, if they scrub it the right way, although there is an argument to be made that the stuff, as the fabric and fiber of the plant grows, what's on it when it's young grows into it and stays in it as it gets older and more mature. So that may be difficult, Jennifer. But hydroponic, aquaponic, the idea of using and growing these things with water from a trough, that's probably safer because they're not spraying stuff on it. They're putting that material maybe in the water, but it gives it nutrition and it's not, you know, it doesn't hurt anything.
Mm.
Other food news, Coca-Cola has its sights on producing its first line of energy drinks called Coca-Cola Energy. That's clever. Drinks would be made with naturally derived caffeine and guarana extract. Is that like ginkgo? What is this? What's guarana?
Guarana is an ingredient that's in a lot of like weight loss stuff. Because it's very similar to caffeine, but it doesn't give you that extreme jitteriness.
But it can
still give you a buzz, though, for sure.
There's Coca-Cola Energy No Sugar, too, because they have a no sugar or sugar-free option. And this, the guarana plant we're talking about, promotes, this comes from the Amazon jungle, and has four times the amount of caffeine in its seeds than the coffee beans do. Wow.
Now, I'm really confused because I had a friend in high school who basically got addicted to energy drinks because her mom worked at Coke, and they had these products. They had drinks called Tab, and they were energy drinks made by Coca-Cola. And so they had tons of them sitting around the house.
Tab was not an energy drink, actually.
Yes, it was. It's a low-calorie energy drink.
It may have turned
into
that.
Tab was an original soda. You mean like Tab, the pink soda can?
Yeah.
From the 80s?
No,
yeah.
but this one, well, okay, so it's the same name, but it's a different thing. This one started in 2006.
I think they retooled it.
Yeah, it's Tab. It's still a pink can, but it's an energy drink, a low-calorie one. And so they had a bunch of them just sitting around the house, and she got to the point where she had to drink, like, five of them a day in order to get through the day, and eventually she was able to get off of it. But I'm confused how this is their first energy drink.
Because this one's just called Coca-Cola
Okay.
Energy.
Yeah, they have other, there are other energy drinks that they own. A Monster or whatever other things.
Do we need more energy drinks? I don't think so.
Yeah. No.
Awful. Just in time for Christmas, Hershey's is getting more expensive by raising their prices. I think we were talking about how the price of chocolate cacao went up. Hershey says they're going to increase the prices of most of its products by 2.5%. That's beginning the first of the year. Also, they they say they have to do this, and I guess I understand because all the other there was a problem, and I can't remember what it was. You remember earlier in the summer we talked about problems in certain parts of the world that are growing cacao beans and coffee beans too. I think, and we said at the time everything made with chocolate or coffee is going to go up in price. I don't know.
It was something with weather patterns.
Maybe
it
that
was
it.
Yeah, it was something I think related to the weather. It's not the right conditions to grow it, or there was too much rain or not enough rain. There was something like that, I think.
Yeah. They also announced that they own Reese's Pieces, and they're going to make a new product called Reese's Thin with 40% less peanut butter. Isn't that why we buy Reese's Pieces?
Right. Why do you want less peanut butter? That makes no sense.
Okay. And let's see, what else did they buy? They bought Smart Puffs, and they have Skinny Pop. All that belongs to Hershey's. In Maine, for the holidays, restaurant is promoting a theory on how to ease the pain of lobsters when they put them in the steam pot when they're alive. You can hear them scream. Ever done that?
No.
When you put them in the head first, they scream. They do.
That's a myth.
They scream.
No.
Yes, they do. I've heard them.
What do they sound like? No!
They don't have vocal cords. That's a myth.
Are you sure that's not just the steam making that noise? Sometimes steam, you know, sometimes boiling water whistles.
Anyway,
steaming.
The restaurant is going to smoke them before they steam them.
I'm sure they'll appreciate that.
The lobster pound in Southwest Harbor, Maine, dosing lobsters with marijuana to sedate them and relieve them of their pain during the agonizing process of cooking them. The lady who owns the restaurant says she feels bad about the lobsters, and so she's going to give them marijuana or put them into a container that has marijuana smoke in it. That's something that what does that do to the flavor of the lobster, one would wonder, right? Cook up a lobster.
Probably not much because...
Soaked up?
Yeah, because that would... It barely hits their system before, you know, they get boiled. So I don't think it changes the flavor of the meat at all.
In Switzerland, they have banned the practice of boiling lobsters because of the pain live lobsters feel in the process. PETA on top of that. Anyway.
It is pretty horrific if you think about it.
Yeah, it is. You put something live into a pot, cooking it. Ugh. Yeah, put yourself in that place. I'd like to get cooked in a pot. All right, let's see what we have for. Here's a way. Now, this is Doug and his I'm famous for my Segway serenades. Let's talk about losing weight. Ready? After just having a big, meal
of
lobster,
does
anybody have lobster for? My former wife used to have lobster at Thanksgiving. Does anybody have lobster at Thanksgiving?
That might be a New England thing.
No.
Yeah, maybe. Calitrin, number one healthiest choice for weight loss in the country, 30 years in practice. The Calitrin essential ingredient is collagen. They figured out that collagen, which basically the production stops when you get into your 30s, so you got to supplement, and this is the way to do it. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen, and the protein is what helps to develop the muscle that you like and you need. As you get older, muscle pushes out the fat. You lose weight that way. And I like the Calitrin program because it helps you maintain the weight once you get to the ideal body weight you want to be at. It stimulates the body, too, to produce more collagen on its own. Other benefits, treating arthritis, acid reflux, all those things, because it has aloe in it as well. Calitrin is a fabulous product. I've used it myself, and I know a lot of people who've listened to the program that have used it as well. You get it only by going to toploss.com. Can't get it in the stores. Toploss.com, and you use the code DJV. Get 10% off whatever you buy. And if you buy more than 3 bottles of Calitrin, you get the 4th one free. Make sure you check that box for DJV when you go to toploss.com for Calitrin.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
My feet are so cold.
That's because you're wearing just ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat Holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat Holders are the warmest thermal socks. Independent lab tests prove it. Our 3-stage process makes Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Go to heatholders.com, get a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal to save 25% off and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. Use the code BLIZZARD25 until November 26th on heatholders.com. Go to heatholders.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Favorite John Lennon song, Imagine. John Lennon's 75th birthday celebrations dropping musically in January. Blackbird Presents announcing the release of Imagine, John Lennon's 75th birthday concert featuring performances by Willie Nelson, Steven Tyler, Sheryl Crow, and more. Concert's film release will include the lineup of artists who came out to play homage to Lennon back in 2015 at the event that took place at the theater in Madison Square Garden. It's beautiful to see so many wonderful and talented musicians come together for this special show, said Yoko. John's art continues to give hope, light, and happiness to generations of people everywhere, and his influence is everlasting in everybody's hearts. We all share in the possibilities and the power of music. So let's see who's on this concert. Chris Christopherson, Peter Frampton, Juanes, Tom Morello, Chris Stapleton, Kevin Bacon, Eric Church, Pat Monahan of Train. The full tribute show not yet available. Fans can watch the finale online now, which was an all-star performance of the Beatles track All You Need Is Love. So you go to John Lennon's 75th birthday concert track list. You'd come up with some of these songs.
I can't wait to hear this when it comes out in January, because there's some... John Fogerty does a couple of songs, yep. And Aloe Black is on here. It's a really great list of performers.
That was Don't Let Me Down, Sheryl Crow, and Brandon Flowers, Chris Stapleton. Let's see, what else did we give? Peace a Chance, John Fogerty, making reference to that. That's also on the track list from this big concert. Let's see, what else do we have here? Juanes does a version of Woman. Is this in Spanish or English? I don't know this fellow. I've always loved this song. Love this song. This is a nice job.
Yeah.
On this song. The thought behind this song. I remember I was in my 30s when this song first came out, and I dedicated it to somebody that I was with at the time when I played it on the radio. It just is a...
As long as you didn't dedicate Jealous Guy.
No,
I didn't do it's that. A much better song to dedicate.
But it makes me... It actually makes me think about, women that I've loved. And it's a good... It's a great story here. All right, let's see what else is... the whole lineup does All You Need Is Love. You got a little bit of that, Karen? Yeah. So much fun, that's all.
All you need is love now. Love is all you need.
You know, the weird thing is Ringo wasn't there.
Yeah,
and
that
Paul
is surprising.
Wasn't there. That's kind of the only two who were not. And this is from 2015, but...
They're not enamored with Yoko still, so... No matter what you hear people say about, it wasn't really true. Yeah, it was. He listened to Paul tell the story.
He says
never
now
was.
They're good, but that's
then
recent.
They weren't. Yeah. All right, Garth Brooks up next. In terms of music, he has added two tour dates to the Garth Brooks Stadium Tour. Brooks is going to be performing at Gainesville, Florida in April, Pittsburgh in May next year, and in St. Louis, March, Glendale, Arizona, March 23rd. Tickets on sale November 29th. Tickets to the Pittsburgh concert November 30th. The Garth Brooks Stadium Tour, his biggest tour yet, expected to run for 3 years, hitting 10 or more cities every year. Garth Brooks here, ladies and gentlemen, 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Since December, GM has equipped 3 million cars with an in-dash system it calls Marketplace. The free system communicates directly with merchants, enabling a driver and passenger to order and pay for a variety of products and services without a phone. This is the shape of things to come. Vendors include McDonald's, Shell, ExxonMobil, Dunkin' Donuts, Applebee's, and Delivery.com. The list is growing, and now you can order directly from your car. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program. Sign up. Get all of the benefits by going to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rains are coming to Northern California. They could provide relief to firefighters who are battling the deadly campfire, but might also bring flash floods. 3 to 6 inches of rain expected through tomorrow, and that could make things dangerous for fire crews and displaced survivors. At least 81 people are dead from the campfire alone. 3 more people killed to the south by the Woolsey Fire. Meanwhile, there are hundreds of fire evacuees with no place else to go than a Walmart parking lot in Chico. This man says they've heard they're going to be run out of there soon by authorities.
No matter what way you look at it, every single person here is sleeping outside because society has failed to take care of their needs.
The CD says an E. coli scare means do not eat romaine lettuce till further notice. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The hour now on the DJV program, day before Thanksgiving 2018. Doug with Victoria Keith and Kara Schillen on the air. Okay, Victoria, what's happening around the nation?
Well, Brad Pitt is in the news, and the reason for it is he is being sued along with his charity, which is called Make It Right, over faulty houses that were built in the lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina. He and his lawyers are asking that he personally is removed from this lawsuit. It's a class action suit. He says that he did build the houses as promised, but that it was not his responsibility to make sure they were built properly. That's paraphrased, but that's That's essentially what his lawyers are saying. They've been sued by Make It Right. The foundation has been sued by more than a dozen residents of the affordable eco homes that they built. The homeowners claimed in the suit that faulty construction had left the homes with major leaks and mold problems, sometimes making them uninhabitable. His lawyers are saying that he actually spent millions of dollars of his own money to fix a lot of the problems so that he should be taken off of this class action suit. But he tried so hard.
Trying to do a bad job.
Yeah, I think he was one of the only people who really stayed in New Orleans after the press and everybody left. And he really did a lot of good for a lot of people down there. And when you talk to people down there, I went a few years, maybe 2 years after Katrina. That was my first time going to New Orleans. And it was amazing. Just people down there, they would have voted him in as mayor. They just couldn't, you know, say enough good things about him. And I think it's unfortunate that the houses didn't hold up, but, you know, it was brand new construction. It was they were eco homes.
A lot of cheap stuff. All go bananas today, younger couples, especially they're looking for what they call new construction. New construction is crap. The homes are oftentimes, even expensive homes, the way detail is overlooked and the kinds of things that you have built in. I was in somebody's home the other day, an expensive, very expensive home, and it was, as a matter of fact, the guy was a builder. And the appointments and I live in a home, it's about 100, it was built, about 100 years ago. And it has that classic, not just necessarily New England, it's a sort of an estate-y farmhouse, but it is so solid. I even compare it to my house that I built in 1978, 1979, which was built as a model of the old Wayside Inn here in this area. And the house that I live in now is so much more solid. It has, I don't know how to describe it other than it's solid.
Yeah.
It just, everything about it is quality and strong and makes you feel secure. And so many of the houses today, especially the way they're throwing up these condos and these fourplexes and stuff, it's just garbage. And it
doesn't
last. So
you were in a home of a builder and his house was kind of...
Yeah.
Made?
Well, it was. You could tell that the appointments. I guess I was comparing it more, Victoria, to my house, and my house is the same kind of house as his. But there's a. I don't know if elegant.
So his is new made to look old.
Pretty. Well, no, it's new to look expensive. that's kind of maybe that's the way of putting it. It just doesn't. It doesn't hold up. It doesn't have a feel to it.
It's a McMansion, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's probably a way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but the point is that there's a lot of stuff that's being built now that's not particularly good and won't hold up. If you get a 40-year mortgage on some of these new homes, the homes will be likely they'll be done in terms of their value in 40 or 50 years. Whereas many of the homes, at least around here where I am, are still a couple hundred years old, 300 years old. I've lived in some old houses. And if I were to build another house, I don't know if I would. I mean, there's a side of me that wants to build a house down at the farm, the big farm. But I want to have the feeling when I walk into it of the feeling I have in this house where I am now. Do you know? And I don't know if I can recreate that, frankly. Anyway, also, around the country, the Senate is asking the president to find out whether the Crown Prince played a role in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. This is interesting. Both Republicans and Democrats now are on this trip. We know people in Europe are on it. The government of Saudi Arabia even is being pressured by its own people. This is a first of any of this kind. They don't want this guy to run the country, to be the king, because they think that he is he's a bad guy. And that's what the politicians are saying, that our relationship with Saudi Arabia should not be with this guy. Our relationship is with the kingdom, not with the people. They're a great ally, blah, 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 blah. But I thought it was interesting that there were both Republicans and Democrats in the Senate that said this guy gotta go. That's a really interesting development. Also around the country, U.S. Supreme Court agreeing to hear oral arguments relating to the administration's decision to add a citizenship question to the census in 2020. Did you hear about this? The question has prompted several lawsuits from across the country, which many say its addition will discourage immigrants from taking the census and lead then to inaccurate population counts. Here we go again. The argument from Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says it was necessary to better enforce our provision of the Voting Rights Act. District Court judge, though, said evidence that was presented contradicted the argument and ordered him and other administration officials to explain their decision. So, anyway, you wonder what the... I hear there's a question about a question, but I don't know what the question is. Anybody know? Did you hear what the question is? What do they want to ask these people in the citizenship questions as part of the Senate? I don't fill out... The census and me are not friends. I never fill out... They'll send, especially farms, they send you 4 or 5 pages of stuff, and you're supposed to fill it out. I never fill any of it out. The only thing the law requires is you put your name and address and what your sex is and what your race is. That's it. And that's all I ever put on the census form. I remember somebody came to the farm probably 20 years ago, and because I didn't fill out the form, and the guy came to me and said, Mr. Stephan, you didn't fill out this form completely. And I looked at him and I said, that's correct, sir. And he said, well, you need to fill it all out. And I said, no, I don't need to fill it out. He said, yes, the government needs to know these things. And I looked at him and I said, the government doesn't need to know these things. The government isn't going to know these things. And I have other things to do, sir. Nice to see you. Have a nice day. So he turned around talking to himself and walked back to his car. But there is way too much, the point here, way, way too much information being gathered by the government. So... But I wish we could find out what the question is they're trying to ask. Have you heard, Victoria, what the question is?
No.
No, I don't know what the question is either. Okay, here's the news. Lincoln, Nebraska. A man borrowed his cousin's van, went to the store. During the drive back, he noticed that the smokes that were in the van were missing from the dashboard. He realized he had the wrong van. The van was sitting next to a van. They were both the same make and color, year and model. And both vans had the same set of keys. Now, what do you think? What are the chances of that happening? The car came down. I know how this happened because I remember working in the General Motors plant. They came down the line at the same time. They bundle things often, or at least they used to. They may not anymore. But they would bundle cars that were the same color, the same model, that had all of the same things, accoutrements in them, and they'd run them off all at the same time. There may be 18, 20, 30 orders for the same car, same color, everything. So I can imagine this happening. But, you know, apparently there's a little bit of alcohol involved in the problem as well. I know you find that.
It's difficult to believe, but sure.
Hard to believe, but perhaps true. DJV time, 44 after the hour. COPD. Speaking of smokes, it's a disease that could include wheezing, coughing, tightness in your chest, shortness of breath. Today is World COPD Day. Perfect time to learn more of the facts.
Did you know as many as 15 million Americans have been diagnosed with COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease? I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. This November is National COPD Awareness Month. COPD is a serious disease that makes it difficult to breathe and can worsen over time. While it's not curable, there are treatment options available to help you breathe better. If you or a loved one has COPD, talk to your doctor about a plan that fits your lifestyle. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
If you need health advice, check out the new DJV Health News at djvhealthnews.com. We had Dr. Joel Wallach on the program. You can listen to his interview, the conversation that we had together, and get lots of advice on a lot of things going on in perhaps your medical world, your medical life, your health history. Check it out at djvhealthnews.com. Also, check out the opportunities for you as we think about Christmas. What's a better thing to get for people you love than the benefits of good health? Various things. And I'll be advising you as we go through the season about what I think makes good stocking stuffers. But also, things like getting pillows for everybody in the family. My pillow, you won't stick these in the... And I'm going to stick these in your stocking, but they're great. The boxes are fun because they're fairly big. Stick them under the tree. How about pillows? And I'm not just talking about pillows for your bed. They have a myriad of pillows at MyPillow.com. And these days, you can buy one of any of the pillows in the catalog and get the second one free. It's a great opportunity to start stocking up. So when you order one MyPillow, you get the second one free. Two MyPillows, any of the MyPillows, for the price of one at MyPillow.com. Please make sure you use the promo code DJV. That's where you get the discount and the benefit. Promo code DJV on any pillow in stock. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Pay for the first one, get the second one free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. All right, so there's a new development. This is another one of these things around the country that I observe. I like to talk about things like this because it's not what everybody else is talking about. But I think it's good for America to know what we're doing in this circumstance to compete with OPEC. They're trying to, you know, we talk about the Saudis all the time, how they supposedly are friends and they screw with the oil prices all the time. They're trying to get more out of the price of oil. Americans should pay more, blah, 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 blah. Europeans, well, European expense for oil is twice what it is here in America. And the reason that is because we now have companies that have drilled 114,000 wells in the western part of Texas and the eastern part of New Mexico. This is an energy surge that has not been reported. It presents OPEC with one of the biggest challenges of its 60-year history. If you don't like the Saudi Arabians, and you'll support this, much as I don't like to see us burning more fossil fuel, there's not a creative way of getting around it yet that's really effective. So in the meantime, we should be, you know, and these things are good, even if the price of oil is only $30 a barrel. So it's good to know that we have this sort of resource in our country becoming larger, bigger, and more important. We are self-sufficient in oil now. It's 10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Attention parents and grandparents. Have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span, but they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
Hi, folks. It's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Movie moments. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with some movie news. We have the Sopranos theme, another great recognizable theme. I'm hoping, well, I don't know whether I hope, because I was never really into the show. What I'm happy about is that Steve Sharippa is an important cog in the wheel on on the Blue Bloods. What role did he play on the Sopranos?
Which actor is that?
Steve Sharippa.
Remember the name of his. I don't know the name of his character, but he was good on The Sopranos.
I think he was Big P.
Not Little P.
Okay. Anyway,
I love The Sopranos. I thought it was, for me, that's the first phase for myself where I consider that time period the beginning of this new golden age of television, where cable like HBO and basic cable and now Netflix started developing, great work on television, and really the terrific storylines and the acting is better, I think, on television than it is in feature films. And The Sopranos was one of the initial examples, at least for me, of that. But the reason we play the theme song is because Variety reports that an actor, unknown, I know who he is, his name is Alessandro Nivola, is a negotiation star. Is a character named Dickie Maldesante in The Many Saints of Newark, which is a prequel movie to the acclaimed HBO Sopranos series. David Chase Doug, who created and wrote the original series, will write the script and produce this film. I doubt it's going to have any of the original characters of the HBO show, as it takes place I think at least 2 decades before the storyline in the cable show. But for fans of the show, I think this is, I think it's good news that they're going to make, at least in some form, another entry in the Soprano world.
Why? What is left to be unsaid?
I think the show is great. I think the show is so compelling, so well written. But it did, you know, it's interesting. The James Gandolfini character of Tony Soprano to me was iconic in the same way Archie Bunker was to Carol O'Connor. They're both just so ingrained in the pop culture of the characters.
I agree
that
with that.
Played. But yeah, we'll see. Prequels usually don't work as well as sequels. But we'll see how this goes.
I saw something yesterday that indicated there's already a plan in the works to do a movie about the fires in California. I would say that was a little early.
Well,
given
they did a movie a few years ago. It was called Only the Brave with Josh Brolin. I thought it was
a
terrific.
It was a good
movie.
Yeah, it
didn't do great at the box office, but it was a terrific film, and it really captured exactly what this is and what those firefighters go through. That movie was based on a true story. And obviously, Doug, the ending is not a positive
great.
One, but it was a really good movie. I got one thing I just want to bring up, get your opinion. According to the Trade Variety, Universal and Warner Brothers are going to heavily advocate once again for a narrow window from theatrical release to video on demand. Last year, they tried to fight for a 17-day window, which means a movie like Creed 2 opens today, that the studio, which would want that movie released at home on a pay-per-view format 17 days after it comes out in theaters. Now, theater owners obviously fought back hard against it, and it went away, but the studios are going to come back with that fight once again. I just think if movies are able to be seen at home 17 days after they play in theaters, that's going to be a major issue for the long-term viability of theaters.
Except, honestly, I'll be the first to tell you, or maybe the second to tell you. I don't know. I think there's no experience like going to the movies.
I don't either.
To go to the movies, and especially if I'm by myself, I find it interesting to watch other people and their reactions to things. I also like to have a meal. Not that the food's any good in those places. I've been sticking pretty close to salads, but it's kind of fun to eat and watch the movie. It's like being at home. You eat and watch TV and have dinner. But I love that big screen.
What I find interesting is obviously not as many people are going to the movies as they did in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, not even close. But with the amount they charge per ticket, the studios have never done better in terms of dollar-wise. Why they need to be so greedy, they want to recoup their money so quick, I don't know, but that's the case here.
Greed. You're right. It's all about greed. Money. Bottom line, Chuck Curry, our movie man, here on the DJV Show at 50.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.